We understand that Dillon Gabriel needed to start. He's going to be 25 by December. He was in college for 6 years, played about 64 games. He's got some experience, and we know he can play, so let's see what he does. That's fair enough. The flip side, however, is this. Why you got Joe Flacco at QB2 when you know it should be Shedeur Sanders? See, this is the stuff that makes you think for a second and say, you know what? Politics, politics, politics. Because Joe Flacco is a stopgap for the young thoroughbreds coming in and making room for them. And he doesn't mind serving a role as mentor and all of that stuff because Father Time catches up to all of us and he's no longer what he used to be. And so that's just the way that it's going to go. We all know this. Why are we tripping? Why are we acting like Shedeur Sanders doesn't deserve to be the QB2? Why are we acting like we're not going to see this brother before the season's over? Because unless Dillon Gabriel goes out there and play lights out, you know the Cleveland Browns are going to insert Shedeur Sanders at some point. And I think it's going to be maybe not sooner than later, but I don't think it's going to be too late before we see that. So what's the problem? I mean, it's Shedeur Sanders here. Yes, it is Deion Sanders' son. Yes, maybe, just maybe, it should have been a little less talking. I don't have any problem with Shedeur Sanders telling the Baltimore Ravens he didn't want them to pick him because nobody is getting in front of Lamar Jackson, and he knows that. And maybe Deion shouldn't have represented them, or he shouldn't have been saying, you're going to go where I want you to go. If we don't like the team that picks us, then boom. Because we all know that Shedeur Sanders shouldn't have fallen to 144th in the fifth round. We know this, okay? But in the end, it is what it is, and we can move on from there. All I'm saying is that Joe Flacco has proven to you that there's been a precipitous drop-off. And you really, really want him there holding a clipboard and mentoring the young dudes. You don't want him there as the QB2. Why are you acting like you do?